This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Coming up at the end of this segment, this very segment, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to see Thomas Rhett Better in Boots Tour 2025. That comes at Jiffy Lube Live in late August. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, you can go to thefandc.com/events. So if you're actively listening and you're a good listener, you'll have a chance to win those tickets in just a few minutes. Thanks again to Mike Rizzo for coming on. The last thing he probably wanted to deal with about 10 or 11 days left in the season, was having to send one of his star players down to the minors because of a, quote, family matter. We know what the issue was. He was out too late at a Chicago casino till 8 in the morning. They had a game at 1:20 that same day. Yep. Like, Mike Rizzo's not going to let that happen on his watch.
Correct.
Like, he's just not going to let that behavior. He's not going to let the other players see that and be like, okay, this is acceptable. Mike Rizzo, this is not his first rodeo. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not going to let that happen.
And he answered what he could. I mean, I understand why he's not going to go deep down into, you know, how they found it, how they found out that he got back to the hotel.
Well, he's always been tight-lipped.
At least he was able to talk about it a little bit.
You know, I'm sure if we were in his office having a cigar, he would tell us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, off the record, he would tell us.
Sure.
But he's not going to tell us on the air.
Correct.
All right, so we want to get into the Commanders here.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Dan Quinn joined our friend John Kime from ESPN.com recently and spoke about his young rookie quarterback, Jaden Daniels, and about the expectations that are placed on him. Here's the audio of Commanders head coach Dan Quinn.
I definitely understand, like, our fan base has been waiting, you know, for the franchise QB. But I also don't want Jaden feeling any ghosts, making sure he understands there's only one name on the back of that jersey, and that's for him. And I don't want any comparison or any of the other stuff. I think it was the Teddy Roosevelt quote, "Comparison is the thief of joy." And I agree with Jaden on that. And I don't want to compare him to anybody but him, and because he's still growing. And quite honestly, John, like, I can't wait to see who he's becoming.
Listen, I don't think you have to worry about any of this stuff. When Jason mentioned this earlier in the show, this kid, I don't think he gets caught up in that. He says all the right things. When he sees Doug, he listens to him and everything. But he knows about the history here. But he's just such a calm, cool, collected guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's out there chasing ghosts and trying to be the man. He said it on day one. I think the quote was, "I'm just going to be me."
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think Jaden Daniels is concerned with Carson Wentz or Taylor Heineke or any of the other guys who've come through this carousel late.
I don't think that's not directed toward Jaden. I think that's directed toward you,
the fans.
Yes, I think that's directed towards Commanders fans, Skins fans. They don't want you to think about Robert and the 2012 run he had.
When I've been watching Jaden, I never think about Robert Griffin III
or the
I'm with you
merry-go-round or the merry-go-round of
I think we got our guy.
He's too special.
Or even comparing him to current quarterbacks in the league right now. I think that's Dan telling the fan base to just quit it and let Jaden be Jaden.
Right.
Fair. I just think he's going to be excellent. If he doesn't want me to have an expectation, I'm sorry. I do. I just think he's going to be great. I mean, on some level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Is he bust proof? That's pretty close.
Just say it. Let's,
the only thing that, listen, the only reason why he's not is his spindly frame. I see zero, like red flags as far as him throwing guys open, throwing in tight windows, you know, being able to do all the technical things.
Just the progression.
To be able
from,
to ID defenses.
He looked.
It doesn't look like
zero flaws.
It doesn't look like there's any flaws of him moving the team down the field.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, injury can kill
here's
anybody.
Where you have to be super optimistic. Just look at how different he looked in week three compared to week one. Week one, he was reluctant to throw the ball, would tuck it and run, just pick up yardage with his legs.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it was effective,
yeah.
But that's not what you can do every week.
And he was missing stuff.
So from week we said one, he has to dial
again,
that
he
back.
He missed stuff in the game Monday night. He missed mm-hmm. Terry. Like, that's going to happen. You're going to have
every quarterback
your bumps
misses.
And bruises, especially as a rookie. But the leap he made from week one to week three,
huge.
It's pretty astounding.
I agree with you 100%.
So what's he going to make from week three to week seven to week 10?
Listen,
like that's what you're saying.
And it's obvious every team has to find that quarterback.
Yeah,
every team has to do it. And there's still teams trying to do it.
If you're saying, Valdez, that Dan is not directing this, and he's not worried about Jaden chasing ghosts because Jaden is so cool and humble, okay. And he was worried about it's impossible not to be excited and to have amazing expectations. I can't temper my enthusiasm.
No, I don't think it's about having expectations, but I think he's just trying to tell fans to just let Jaden kind of go his own road. You don't need don't compare him to Lamar, don't compare him to quarterbacks that have been
here's
here.
Here's the big difference, at least through the first three games compared to the last 4 or 5 years of Commanders games. The malaise had set in, especially the second half of the Ron regime, where on Sundays my mindset would be like, gotta watch the Commanders today. I gotta watch a bad football team, bad product, boring, bad defense. Like,
we're gonna watch a team that you know is gonna lose.
I was like, I have to watch the Commanders today, and it's just like, you didn't feel great about it. Now, you feel pretty great about it.
Mm.
Like,
it's exciting.
Yeah, I'm like looking forward to Sunday at 4:00.
It's exciting.
But, yes, which is what this fan base is needed desperately.
As opposed to, you know, telling yourself, you know what, our quarterback play stinks. We're going to get beat, 31-14. Just think about all the different quarterbacks that have played for this starting quarterback.
It's a lot.
Dan Quinn's quoting Teddy Roosevelt saying, comparison is the thief of joy. And he's telling all of you guys, by comparing him to Caleb, comparing him to MVP quarterbacks, comparing him to other quarterbacks of the past in Washington, you're taking away from the ride that you're experiencing.
I didn't know
that was
a Teddy Roosevelt quote, by
the
way. I
did.
Had no idea.
I actually did. Somehow I read that recently.
The only one I know is speak softly and carry a big stick.
No,
that's a Teddy Roosevelt bit.
Well, you know another cliche, you can't be extraordinary without being extra.
that's a new one. That's a new one in the pantheon.
Eric Bickle. Yes. Eric Carlton Bickle.
Yes.
All right. I don't know. I don't understand any of this. Jaden Daniels is a stud, and there's no getting around it. So I don't know what Dan's trying to spin for the fans. I'm not comparing him to Caleb, only in a sense that I do kind of want him to be the best quarterback in this class.
Well, sure. Selfishly, you definitely want that.
I don't care about Robert anymore. I don't care about any of those other guys. Carson, everybody said, oh, you love Carson Smith. No, don't people understand the theme? I root for my guys.
Right.
I root for my guys. Now, Taylor, I rooted for him, and I really loved him early on, but
you
I got tired of the JV football
stuff.
You
root for the laundry. You root for who's wearing the uniform.
Yes, yes. People say, oh, you love Carson Wentz. No, I love the skins. So I root for whoever is there, and I am all in on this kid. Now, am I willing to say bust proof? I thought my compromise was...
Don't say it. Don't say
no,
it. Don't say bust proof.
I
kind of jinxing it.
Can't miss her.
Can't misser's better.
He's
different than bust proof.
He's a can't misser.
Well, that's kind of the same. You're just using different terminology.
He's a can't misser.
I like that you're using different terms.
He's a can't misser.
All right.
Yeah. You got that's me. Better. If you want to have something that you can hey,
what about
with,
what about
you got it. You
know what about misproof? Combine them. What? Misproof.
No.
You can't
use, misser. I like it. He's a can't misser.
He's a
can't
misser. You can't use bust proof because that has Robert residue.
Yeah.
You just can't. You can't do
of
it.
Robert.
Or how about combine them? Can't bust.
No, no. He's a can't misser. It's a popular cliche, sort of.
He's a can't buster.
Yeah, can't bust. That's Buff funny. Can't bust.
I think he's a can't misser. So
hey, and Dan Quinn's talking about it because, and I didn't hear the question from Kime, but Kime probably brought up, you know, this team's been looking for a quarterback for years, 20 years. Now they had Cousins over this, so maybe not quite 20, but just look at all the starting quarterbacks since Cousins left.
I just think
of course Dan has to respond and say, you know what, this is a different guy, different, it's a whole different era, so we can't compare him to all the guys that they've had in the last 10 years.
I just think it's actually interesting that I have good friends that are trying to tell me, you know, slow your roll. It's three games. They're trying to be all this measured whatever.
Didn't I think Tree, our friend Tree, definitely did that on Twitter yesterday. He's like,
thank God I don't pay attention to Tree.
But it made me laugh because he's like, slow your roll. We've been down this road before, blah, blah, blah. And then a random Commanders fan responded with a rock meme where he's like, shut up, bitch. Which I found funny, made me slap my knee.
Listen, I think you know it when you see it.
Yeah, you know special when you see it. And you saw it on Monday Night Football. And hopefully he can keep replicating it and building on it. But he's not going to build on 90%.
Yeah, but just to counter that, to counter it,
yeah.
You said the same thing when RG3 came in. You called him RG Jesus or whatever you called him.
True. But I was wrong.
And you said,
but you know why?
So
I
that's
was
why
wrong?
You kind of have to lay it play out a little bit more.
Yeah, but okay. But I think the differences are already obvious. Mm. Robert was a gimmick. Robert was a one read and I didn't know that.
Right. I was going to say, already, we didn't know that at the time.
Right. And he could only, I mean, they explained to us the reason why we're doing this is because, and it took us about 2 years, 3 years to realize Robert just wasn't that
you're,
guy.
You're a much smarter football fan now because of Robert, and you can see it. You can see it.
Well, also,
we're more savvy.
You're much more savvy.
I am, absolutely. But more importantly, the difference is he's doing things already in three games that Robert never could do. He's going through the progressions. He's hitting the guys before they turn their
heads.
He's
sliding.
Yes. I mean, literally. I actually think the comparison to Robert is the R word. It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
Hold on, the R word.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it's
good job.
I think it's the dumbest comparison. There's nothing in common other than skin color.
Didn't you just say yesterday all he needs
fast.
Is to turn that corner like a Robert did and sprint down the sideline?
No, I just said again, you're twisting my words. I said wait until he goes for 80 yards. Because he has that in his bag. But his bag is so much bigger than Robert. Robert had a tiny little... You know when you go to like a computer store or something and you buy a laptop and then you see a little screwdriver mini kit at the cashier next to like bubble gum and like an Almond Joy?
Yeah, you can repair your eyeglasses with it.
That's his toolkit. That little micro little screwdriver. While Jaden has a big ass Home Depot truck full of tools...
He's got like a Santa sack.
He's got everything. He's got all the tools. Robert had this little tiny micro screwdriver that fit one hole. That's
he's going to be bitter when he hears that, and he'll hear it.
I'm sorry.
Well, he probably knows it.
Oh, he knows. He knows that.
I mean, it's just different guys. And so when people make that comparison, honestly, I think you're embarrassing yourself.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'll be honest. There's nothing to compare. This guy's light years ahead of that guy.
All right, you can check out 106.7 The Fan's merch store. EB, you should do this for our latest Jaden Daniels and Commander shirt designs. You can go to 106.7thefanshop.com, order your t-shirt or hoodie right now. It's 106.7thefanshop.com. I told you to keep listening for your chance to win. Now is your time. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to see Thomas Rhett Better in Boots Tour. That is coming to Jiffy Lube Live in August of 2025. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. 10th caller wins. Don't forget Mike Loxley, Terps head coach, next.
All right, we all know plumbing problems always seem to strike at the worst possible time. It's inevitable. You should also know that no matter your plumbing predicament nor when it occurs, you can schedule an appointment with the Crop Metcalf 5-star plumbing experts at cropmetcalf.com. Save time and schedule now to have a Crop Metcalf 5-star plumbing technician at the ready to expertly handle any plumbing pickle you may find yourself in. You don't even have to call. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to schedule. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.